So holding a Makas Tav Hei Amud Aleph. We're really holding the bottom line of Hei Amud Aleph in Rabbi Yehuda. And the bottom line instead of Rabbi Yehuda Omer Eset Nesizu. So let's just go back to the Mishnah a minute to remember what is going on in the Mishnah. So let's go back to the Mishnah. So we'll redo the Mishnah just to remember the whole Rabbi Yehuda, the whole Machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbi. So what did our Mishnah say? The Mishnah said, Ein Ha'edim Nasa Zayimim. The Edim don't become Edim Zayimim. Ad Sheyazimu as Asma. Until the Edim Zayimim, the second pair of Edim, do Hazama and they themselves. What does that mean? How's the case? So Amru, if they say, if the first group says, May Edim Anu Veshpani, we are saying testimony on a certain person, on Reuven. Shaharg Zanefesh, he killed the soul, he killed Shimon. So Amram, if the second pair tells them, Heich atem me'idim, how could you be made? Shrei behold, Neherag zeh, either the person who got killed, or Herag zeh, the person who killed, Hay imanu asayem, was with us that day, but my complaining, ain't Elu zeh. This is not Edim zeh. That's not the case of Edim. So what is yes the case of Edim zeh? Abu Amrulahem, the second group, says to them, Heich atem idim, how could you first groups say Edim? Say testimony. Sherei behold, Atem ha'isem imanu, you're with us arzahim that day. But makamani in a certain, makaplani in a certain place. Harei elu zayman. This is a case of Edim zayman, right? They told Edim, the second group comes and tells the first group, how could you say that this happened? You're with us somewhere else. That is a case of Edim zayman. Good? Oh, now, this is what we're going to talk about now. Ba'u akhir. Let's say now, a third group comes. A third group came. Now the hezimom, the second group comes again and does hazam. Afilu maya, even if 100 groups come, halacha is kula mi'arug, you kill all of them, right? We're in the Mishnah on Hei Amud Aleph, which looking back at the Mishnah, you kill all of them based on the edus of the edim zayim.
This is the rabbeim.
This is the rabbanim. Good. The rabbanim say that every time we have a group that comes, and then this group comes, the same group number two comes. Let's call Levi and Yehuda. Levi and Yehuda come and say, you guys are Edim Zayim.
Where's this line, Mishra? It's the
last part of Mishra, the second lesson.
But the Dalit. Right before Bo Achirim.
Yeah. Okay.
Good. So Bo Achirim Bezimon. Bo Achirim Bezimon. Afilu Mea Kulam Yaruk. Which means we had over here Levi and Yehuda keep on doing Hazama to everybody. I mean, group number one comes, they say, you're with us. Right? Group number three comes, say, you're with us. Even if 100 groups come, this one group keeps on telling all the groups, you're all Edim Zayim. You couldn't have been in Yerushalayim on Sunday morning at 11:30. So you're with us in Bnei Brak. That's what they keep on saying. The same group. So I want to say, the Torah gives power to this group. No matter how many times it happens, we always give them more power. And the second pair who goes against the first pair is always going to win. Which means the people who are saying that these guys are Edim Zayim will always win. That's all. Here it seems like they're false Edim. So they're going against 100 groups. It seems like they're sticking up for the murderer. Doesn't matter. The Torah gives them the power that we believe the second ones over the first group.
Then how do you prove that they are false witnesses?
Unless we know for sure for a fact that therefore, unless other Edim come and prove them wrong, this group that keeps knocking everybody else out, they have the power to knock everyone else out. So whoever comes second could knock out the first guy, the group that came before them. Right? So group number one comes, group number two knocks it out. Group three comes, again group two knocks them out. Group four comes, even 100 times, the Torah...
Nobody's coming to testify against them. They're just coming to testify that we saw only killers.
Right. So the Torah always says, you believe these guys who say that the original guys are with us, they have the upper power, unless someone comes and knocks them out. Until then, the Chacham say, we're always believing them, they're strong. That's what the Chacham said. Yehuda said, Omer, no. Yehuda said, no. This is a case that these people, this is a case of plotters. It's very strange to say that they were with every one of these groups in Bnei Brak at 11:30 on Sunday, right? So when did the Torah say you believe Edim Zayim? If it's one case, right, you have one group of Edim, and then another group says you were with us, then we believe it, right? If they keep on saying over and over again, these guys are with us, the Torah doesn't believe them anymore, right? Because we say they're plotters.
According to Rabbi Yehuda.
According to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said we say they're plotters. The Torah is not going to believe them anymore. We say the Torah is going to give these guys the upper hand. Good?
Depends on interpretation of the plot also.
Right, that was fun. Saying, is this is who? The internet, however, here's the catch. Here's what we don't understand about Rabbi Yehuda. He says, in a Nerek, they do not get killed. Elakat harishona b'vat. Only the first group. Meaning group number one comes and says, we saw Reuben kill Shimon. Comes group number two and says, no, you were with us in B'nai Rock at 11:30 Sunday morning. Right? So we're saying we're going to believe him. Group number three comes. And the Eidim Zonah say, no, you were also with us in B'nai Rock at 11:30. Right? On all the rest of the groups, we're not going to believe these guys. But we will believe them regarding the first group. That's review this chiddush. Right? We're going to believe it. Now, what's the simple question the Gemara asks? If you think that these guys are plotters, they're a bunch of phonies, these guys, and they're just trying to save their murderer's neck, so the same way you don't believe them on group 3, 4, 5, till 100, you should also not believe these Edom Zavmi when they testify against group number 1.
Or why do you kill the first group and not kill the second?
Right, so why are you killing the first group? Why, which means you're believing the Edom Zavmi regarding the first group. So why did you kill the first group? These guys are a bunch of plotters, they're phonies, so don't believe them for the first group also. So why are you killing the first group? So that's on Haman and Bayes, that's the Gemara's question. Gemara asks, if this is a case of plotters, if this second group is plotters, afilu even, katri shana, the first group, nami also should not get killed. They should also not get killed. Well, that's how you read it. I'm sorry if anybody reads it differently. Rabbo says no. So, Kadu Mark, what's wrong? Right, ready, wrong?
No, I just thought you could read it as part of the. As the. No. Also, the first group as well. No.
No, that. Where's that? Eat Kadu Shad, fill that with us. Even also shouldn't be good.
Shouldn't be killed.
Because then what's. Oh, right. It's not going to flow.
Okay.
I mean, it doesn't flow. Okay. Fine. So, good. Eat as soon as he's who. If these groups are a group of plotters, the first group also shouldn't be believed. That's
shouldn't
be killed. The first group also shouldn't be killed. That's the word's kasha. So Amar Rabbo. Amar is always the answer. Amar is always the answer. Amar Rabbo. Rabbo answers. Right? Somebody have a flow. I think more flows. Here to the flow. So Amar Rabbo. Rabbo says no. Come to Rabbo. He says I have a pshat. I have understand the explanation. Why Rabbi Yehuda said you should kill the first group.
He's trying to help Rabbi Yehuda.
He's helping Rabbi Yehuda. I mean, Rabbi Yehuda says this group of Edom Zemim is believed regarding that the first group. That they, we believe them, the first group was with them in B'nai Brak at 11:30. Why do you believe that? They're a bunch of plotters. Amar Avo, you know, this really, we don't believe them. We don't believe this group for anybody. So, why are we here? Are you going to kill the first group? Right, the first group which you're calling Edom Zemim. The story here is, happens to be the scenario is, Shekadu, they preceded Vahargu when they killed him. Before, meaning what happened over here? Monday morning, group one comes to Besdin and says, we saw Reuben kill Shimon at 11:30 a.m. in Yerushalayim, Sunday morning. Good? Comes group number two and says, what do you mean? You were with us in B'nai Brak at 11:30, right? So you guys that Edom Zemim. Besdin says, Edom Zemim, fine, halacha Edom Zemim, Gemara Din. That day, Besdin was ready, you know, they had free time, so they go kill this guy. They already killed the first group. Edom Zemim, they're dead, right? Now what happens, a few hours later, another group comes to Besdin. And they say, we also were in Yerushalayim at 11:30, right? Then this group number two comes, says, no, you're with us in B'nai Brak. So then we say, and then more groups come. So then we figure out, these guys are a bunch of phonies. Because every guy who comes, they're trying to say they were with us. Right? So which comes out, according to Yehuda, we don't believe them on anybody, really. So what was our kasha in Yehuda?
Why would you kill the first ones and not the subsequent ones?
Oh, so why
I'm saying you kill the first ones because you have more din on them, and then the subsequent ones come after the more din.
Oh, so the case that we killed them, really, l'chatchila, to begin, we wouldn't kill the first group. Even in Yehuda, we would never kill the first group. Because these guys are phony. And we don't believe them, right?
All the way down the line.
We don't believe them altogether, right? What was it, Mars Kasha? Why are you believing them regarding the first group? Mars said, really, we don't. But this case happened to me, we already killed the first group. So that's Mars' answer. That already.
Why are they still fucking killing them?
Rabbo says, Chicago Maharku.
Right, that's
that. We already killed, right? Which means, that the case of the Mishnah is, so if the Gemara is doing an answer, it doesn't really make sense.
Right, like an answer. The case of the Mishnah is really Gemara did.
So, what's the problem with that, Terrence? Because what does our Mishnah say? If you read our Mishnah, what does our Mishnah say? The Gemara is going to ask in a sec, what does our Mishnah say? In the Gemara shouldn't be so. What does the Mishnah say? If you read Rabbi Yehuda, what does Rabbi Yehuda say? Through the Omer, is it this easy? There are a bunch of points. The inner Nera, he shouldn't be killed, El Katri Shalalat, only the first
two. Future tense.
And just,
it's in the future tense.
Rav's feasting, it's the Gemara Din.
We already killed him.
Not just the Gemara Din. The Gemara Din, you can undo it. But actually killed him.
Okay, yeah,
right.
Okay,
right.
Yeah.
Then they're
executed.
But what's the problem with that, child? Why shouldn't it flow?
The Mishnah says it's in the future tense.
Oh, what's
they shall be killed. Only the first cat will be killed.
Oh, the Mishnah is telling you, halacha is, no one was killed yet. The Mishnah says, these guys are a bunch of phonies. From you, the army is this. Only the first group gets killed, right? What's the Ravos child is saying? Ravos child is saying,
and the first cow was killed.
So what's
Nera? Was killed.
It's not future past tense.
Oh, so Rashi doesn't say past tense. I thought that's right. Rashi says that we don't need it. We'll see the Gemara. What's the Gemara's question? What's the Gemara's question? Ravos child. So Ravos saying really. He why does he get killed? Because really he doesn't get killed. The case story was he happened to be killed. He shouldn't be killed. According to the halacha, Mara says if so, my dahava have whatever was. What does that mean? Whatever was sounds like whatever
he was killed.
Was
killed. That's it.
First witnesses up. They're going to be killed anyway.
Why are they going to be killed? Not going to be killed. Why should they be killed?
They basically won't kill them because they tried to kill all these other people.
It's not a case of Eidim Zomim or Adam. It was the Eidus and they were just grammar. They were grammar. It's a grammar. They caused someone. A grammar, you don't kill them. It's a mitzvah mind. They're going to have to pay back. It's a grammar. We don't kill them. They were grammar. Indirectly, they killed somebody. Indirectly, Hashem takes care of them. Best doesn't kill someone. It's a grammar. Fine. But what are we saying over here? We're saying over here, my dahava have it, which means what? Let's see Rashi. What does Rashi say? So first of all, let's see the first Rashi on the page. Shekadbu Bahar. Already proceeded and killed the first group. As Rashi say, Shekadu Baharu, that we proceeded and killed Esakat Harishan, the first group. Kaidim Shatabi before Kachnia, before they came, the second group, which Rashi is calling the second group, is the next group that said,
the
third group, right, that says that Reuven killed Shimon. Before the second group that said Reuven killed Shimon came, we already killed him. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, when do we figure out that these guys are phonies? These guys were doing hazawa, everybody.
Only after
the second group comes. And they see that these get so. But what happened in the story? We killed them first. So halacha is, we should have killed them. The story was they already got killed. Then the Gemara asks, "My dahava, whatever was." So what does Rashi say? So what's the Gemara's kasha? So v'lamali, why is it to me lamisni to teach the words elakat rishon? Why do I need the Mishnah to teach those words? Which the first one. Which means the Mishnah could have said like this. What could the Mishnah say? Just say, Yehuda says, is the Tetzizu, the Einanera, these guys are a bunch of phonies, and therefore you shouldn't kill anybody. Right. Don't kill anybody. Why does Mishnah say the Einanera? Ela means rather, unless besides Katar Rishonim Levad, besides the first Katar you should kill, those words shouldn't be true. Right? Well, what are you telling me the Pshat is? You told me Pshat is by mistake we killed. That's not Halacha. Mishnah is going to teach you a Halacha. You have a case of whatever happened to have a case which make, you know, it's a very sad story that you killed a guy by mistake. Very nice. Mishnah's teaching me what to do l'chatchila. It's not telling me stories would happen by mistake. And Mishnah's going to teach me what's the halacha. Yehuda says these guys are a bunch of phonies. But in and out, no one should get killed. You have a story, one guy got killed. Very nice. It's not a mission. It's not a halacha. You're not teaching me a halacha. What halacha is coming out of it? You have a story, best by mistake, killed a guy, an innocent person. Very nice.
You killed two people.
Two people innocent. Very nice. It's not a halacha. Rashi, what halacha are you teaching me?
How do you get that out of the mind of how did you learn?
Because Rashi says.
Rashi says that's what naturally the naturally comes from that. How does it come out of that?
Because what is the Gemara?
What is this?
Gemara is asking my dehava have what was.
Which is a kash on Rebbe on Rebbe.
Right, meaning, so I don't need a Mishnah. Meaning what happened. Best of my mistake killed a person. Whatever was. Which means, because what halacha is the Mishnah teaching me then?
How does that bring out the problem of Elikata Rishon?
Because Rav always telling me the story of Kata Rishon happened to be a story that happened.
So you didn't start like.
Because what? Because I'm saying I went back. Because if you read the words in the Mishnah, doesn't read. Read the Mishnah to me.
Yeah, but we see that after only after Rashi tells us that we see that Rashi's helping us get the shot. But
I understand. I asked you right away. Meaning why I say whatever was, which means what is the chiddush of our whatever happened. Meaning a Mishnah has to tell me a halacha.
Would you get the pshat of Elikata Rishon, what do we do with that if Rashi didn't tell us?
Yeah, I said right away the Mishnah doesn't read. What's your Ravos Tarot? Ravos Tarot is.
But the Gemara doesn't say that.
What it says the word? Well,
it says that what by the it says they have it.
It said by that
within that encrypted within that.
Yeah, because
is how do you get that out?
Because
the steps just, to get that out.
What is it? Because it says by the have it whatever happened. It says by the have it whatever happened. The guy already died, right? The first group is already dead, right?
This is a kash on Rabbi Abahu.
Yeah, so why is the Mishnah telling me a rule? By the way, the only first group gets killed, is killed. They get killed.
They're already dead.
No one gets killed besides for the first group. The first group doesn't either get killed.
They're dead.
So what are you telling me? You're telling me stories. Kill everybody besides the guys that are dead. That's not a Mishnah. Mishnah aren't telling me, what do you understand? Meaning, in the flow right away, it doesn't read back, Yushachap Dekha, it doesn't flow back in the Mishnah. You know, Rabbah said the case is we already killed the guy. Okay, so let's go back and read the Mishnah again. Right? Mishnah says, comes Rabbi Yehuda and says, these guys are a bunch of phonies. Okay, in and then, the only people should get killed is the first group. I don't know, what's my story is they got killed already, right? You're not telling me a halacha, you're just telling
that's how you're explaining the Mishnah.
Right, but
it doesn't fit in.
It's not a halacha. Are you teaching me any halacha?
You're telling me what that was. But you're not answering the question of why Rabbi Yehuda brought the halacha of Elikata Rishon.
Correct.
That's not included in Eino Nehari.
Correct. So it must be tell me something else with that.
That's how you speak it out. Yeah.
That's which one we're saying that but Abahu doesn't fit in here.
Outside, understand.
Go. Yes. Yeah, the answer is yes. So again, so we're saying my dahava whatever happened. So Rav Avos saying, which means what's Rav Avos Teres? Rav Avos answer is that you proceeded and killed me, but that doesn't help me because why in the world that Mishnah
say? Doesn't answer up on Rabbi Yehuda.
It
fits in nicely. Yes, your story fits into Rabbi Yehuda. It doesn't answer up on Rabbi Yehuda. Why Rabbi Yehuda singled out only the first guys get the bilavad that they get killed only by themselves and nobody else. Your story fits wonderful. You have a story that fits into the whole halacha. Great.
So you ready? Then what's next? That's what I was going to say next. So let's see. So that shot's not a good shot. So right now we're back to our question: why in the world is Rabbi Yehuda saying that they're believed on the first group? Right. So we tried to revoke teretz. Revoke teretz didn't work. This teretz does not fit into the Mishnah because the Mishnah is telling me a halacha. It seems to tell you should kill the first guy.
The question of the Gemara of Iestatis Hizua Filkadish and Anamila is that Kasha going on the words Elikata Rishon Dovar?
Yeah, those are the words because it should just stop.
So really the Gemara is questioning those four words of the Mishnah.
Right, exactly.
And if you look at it that way, then it flows much better. Right. Right. So that's what's happening.
Yes.
And then Rabbi Abahu's question doesn't answer why those four words are there. And therefore, that brings back that kasha.
Go on.
And the way it's so interesting. So that's how you get the pshat.
Perfect.
Iestatis. Interesting.
Good. So, back to the kasha. Why in the world is the Mishnah saying that the first group gets killed? The Mishnah just say, Rehuda, these are the pony. But in an era, no one gets killed. Period. Stop there. Why they no one gets killed? And then you add besides for the first group. Stop there. In an era, the Mishnah say, no one gets killed. Finish. Why are you adding on these words? Ella, only the first group gets killed. Leave it out. It seems to be wrong. Say, Ella, I'm a rabbi. Rather, rabbi said the pshat. He says, I have a dupshat. I could explain to you what those words are all about. I could explain to the pshat in Rabbi Yehuda. The rabbi says like this, Rabbi Yehuda is not talking about a case where there's a lot of people, that these Aden second group are going against a lot of Aden. He's talking about a normal scenario that the Aden Zomim come against one, the Aden come and say one group is Aden Zomim. That's the case. He said the Mishnah is saying two different things. The Mishnah is saying, first of all, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, right? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Issa Tetsu Zuva and Anera, right? Rabbi Yehuda is saying there is Issa Tetsu and you don't kill anybody. Ella Kadir Shemal Vad, he's saying you only kill the first group when there only is one group. That's what he's saying. So he's splitting Rabbi Yehuda into two different statements. He's saying, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Issa Tetsu Zuva and Anera. In a case, in our scenario, which we're talking about, these Aden are going against a lot of people, you kill nobody. Like we thought, Yehuda says these guys are phonies. You kill nobody. So what does he mean, Elakata Rishana Balvan? He's going back to a regular scenario, a simple scenario, where you have one group of Aden going against the Aden Zomim. And there we say, over there you kill only, there you kill the first group.
But that also doesn't fit in.
Oh, I think Mara's going to ask. Why?
Because it says Rishon.
Harishon Bolvat. Good. That's going to be Mara's kasha. You're saying Harishon Bolvat. That's Mara's kasha.
Before you get to that, don't you need to have a minute as to why would you even need to say that if it's obvious?
No, because to review this differentiating. Review this differentiating between the groups. Saying, in the case where there's many people, you assume these guys are a bunch of phonies.
Right.
So when do we say the halacha of Edom Zemin? Meaning, when do we, yes, believe the second group? When does the Torah say that this second group is more believed than the first group? The scenario with this one group, he's allowed to explain himself. He's
separating explaining the scenario into two.
Yeah, he's explaining this one.
Rabbi
is explaining, and Rabbi Yehuda.
Rabbi is explaining.
Rabbi Yehuda is saying two different. He's explaining the whole picture. He's saying, in the case with a lot of people, I assume that these guys are phonies. So, but the Torah said that you do believe the second group over the first group. That's in a case where there's one. Because if they realize, Chachamim are really the simple pshat. Chachamim say, I don't care how many groups come, the second Aden will say you're with us, I believe. The Torah gave power to the ones who come second to say you're with us. That's the sounding for the Torah. Peter says, no. In a case where there's many people coming, I assume these guys are phony. So in which scenario did the Torah give the second group of strength? In a case where they're going against one group. So he's explaining it, the whole picture.
Can you say that you have a Hamina that you probably would have thought otherwise?
No, but he's allowed to explain himself.
He can explain himself clearly.
There's a lot of talk.
I think the answer to this question is he's giving you a new read of the Mishnah, meaning with these words, Im Eina Elakat Rishena. See, because the word Elakat Achas is in the Mishnah, Kat Rishena. So he's adding those words. It's not that there's a Havamina, he's separating the scenario, and he's dealing with the textual problem of this. After Rabbi Abahu's Pshat, we have a problem of the fact that he doesn't solve the reason why those words are there.
He does. Balavadi doesn't explain it.
No, I'm talking about Rabbi Abahu.
Rabbi Abahu,
what he's doing is he's solving that by saying the right way to read that is by saying Im Eino Elakat Achas Niharga. So it's like he's saying that's a different scenario. He's adding in those words. It's not that you need to have a...
Fine. But that's where Rabba's pshat. Rabba says pshat, it means we're splitting up a view. They're talking about two different things. In a case where there's a lot of people coming here and they're going against a lot of groups, then no one gets killed. We think these guys are phonies. Even the first group, everyone stays alive. Oh, so what did it mean that you leave the first, that you kill the first group? Saying, Im Eina Elakat Achas, in a scenario where there's only one, Then you kill the first group. That's a regular case of Edom Zayim, right? Oh, so which means like this. He explains himself. If there are more people, there are more than one group that these Edom Zayim are going against. Even if it's two, these second group are already going against two sets of Edom. Ain't that rugged? And they do not get killed. We do not kill all the people, the first group or the third group or any other groups that come after. We don't kill.
Sure.
Fine. That's the Gemara's Tirus. That's where Ravo's pshat. And the Mishnah, he says, I think I have a beautiful pshat in Ravo. However, the Gemara says, what does Gemara ask on that? It's very nice. However, if you look closely in the Mishnah, you don't have a good pshat. What does the Gemara say? Ha bilvad kamar. The Mishnah says, I habelvad. The Mishnah says alone habelvad kamar, but it says the word alone. If you look back in the Mishnah, it says you only kill ella kater rishon habelvad alone.
So you assume there's more groups than just the first group. So how can you just say as far as only to kill the first group, there's one group? If alone means it implies that there's more than one group.
Very good. You're telling me the case is there's only one group here, but it says kill the first group alone, which implies there's much more people here. So your pshat seems to be the wrong pshat in Rabbi Yehuda. And where it says kasha, you have a kasha on me. What does kasha always mean in shas? Kasha always means, not saying teku. Kasha always means you have a kasha in the text, but my pshat has to be right. There is no other pshat. I'm forced to say my pshat is right. I'm forced to say my pshat because my pshat is right. I have no other pshat. Rabbi Yehuda can't possibly mean to say that these guys are a bunch of phonies and you kill the first group. If they're phonies, you can't kill the first group. You don't believe them on anybody. So my pshat has to be correct. Rabbi Yehuda is making two different statements. We're going to say, first of all, that when there's a lot of groups going against them, they're a bunch of phonies. When this they go against a lot of groups, they're phonies. When there's one group, you believe the Indim Zen. It doesn't fit in the text. But yeah, the Kasha, I don't know why the Tana wrote this funny text. It's a Kasha in the text, and I don't have an answer for you, but my pshat has to be right. That's the Ritva. I'll read through the Ritva right here. They bring it down. He says, meaning what it means, that the text in the Mishnah isn't Meduyik. Usually we don't want to say it. So the last thing we want to say is that the text is wrong or it wasn't recorded correctly.
It can't be that the pshat in Rabbi Yehuda that there was written in the Mishnah.
So since the Gemara says sometimes the words that it says can't be true and it can't be, and we have a good pshat that makes sense, it doesn't fit exactly into the words, too bad, it's a kasha, I don't know what to mean. The way the Ritter says it is that this is the kavanah of the Tana. Even though it doesn't sound, the Tana, the Mishnah doesn't sound like this is what he means, and in the words it doesn't sound like that, this is what he meant, and this is the right pshat.
Could it be that Rabbi Yehuda, the way the pshat is in the Mishnah, could it be that that's his halacha? Meaning, like, technically, when you have a first group, they have to die because that's a halacha.
No, that's wrong. They don't have to die. No, we're saying it's not true. We're saying that makes no sense. In Svar, if Rabbi Yehuda says he's got a Svari,
it doesn't make sense.
Since the Gemara understood it's Svar, you can't say such a thing. Logically, it doesn't make sense. If Yehuda is saying that these guys are phonies, that you're only going to believe them in one scenario. So you don't believe it. And really, Rabbi Yehuda means to say two different things. First of all, in this case, they're phonies, you don't believe on anybody. But in a normal scenario, where they're going against one group, you would have, that's the Torah's case of Edom Zerman, and you believe the second group over the first group. I don't fit in your text, it's a kasha. I don't know, it must be some type of mistake in the recording or something. That's
what's
a kasha. What do you think? Chachamim say, in a case where there's a lot of people.
Right.
They don't hold by the sestatis at all,
right, Chachamim say, you...
Rabbi Yehuda
is saying, of course, you don't believe in the opposite. Rabbi Yehuda says, in a case where there's a bunch of groups,
right,
you don't believe them about anybody.
You don't believe them about anybody.
Even the first group, nobody.
Right,
so when Rabbi Yehuda is talking about the first group...
I say even about the first group.
Okay. Even the first group, Rabbi Yehuda says, so again, Chachamim holds, that you believe them...
Everybody.
Okay, about everybody. The Torah gave the second group of power, even though we had reasons to believe that they're liars, because it's weird to believe, and it looks funny and strange to believe that they were with every one of these Aden, right, on that day in a certain place. Still, the Torah gave them the belief, we believe the second group over the first group. That's the Torah says. Jesus says, no. In this case, where it looks funny, looks interesting, there's like reason to believe that the second group is lying, we don't believe that at all on anybody. We knock them out.
But you
don't even kill the first group. In a normal scenario. In a scenario where these second group come, what happened again? One group comes and says, we saw Reuben Kalsu at 11:30 a.m. Sunday morning. Comes group two and says, you were with us. I said, as of now, according to Yehuda, we're ready to kill the first group. Because they're in the zombie. What's the second group comes?
And you can't say exactly like Rabbi Yehuda, they initially believed, and then...
Right now, as the first group comes.
And then, once they're established, maybe to be false, or killed. Then they're no longer believed anymore?
That's what we're saying. They're no longer believed than anybody. Which means, what's the story here? Well, give hours. 11:30 a.m. Sunday morning.
So it could be that the first group is killed, you're saying?
Not, or, unless by mistake. Not halachically. Again, 10:30, Adam comes to Beis Din on 9 o'clock a.m. Monday morning. They say, we saw Reuben kill Shimon 10:30 on Sunday. Good? Cut groups two. Comes group number two and says, you were with us in Bnei Brak on Sunday 10:30. Good? As of now, what's the halacha? As of now.
In
the zone. It's a right, as of now, they're in the zone. Fine. So Bezin says, it seems to us you're in the zone. Fine. A few minutes later, another group comes in, group number three, and says, we saw Reuben kill Shimon at 10:30 a.m. in Yerushalayim. Fine. Comes group number two and says, you were with us. Fine. Now, according to Rebbe, says the best is 1 minute. It's very strange that every guy who comes in to testify against that Reuben killed Shimon, you've got there with you. So therefore, we don't believe you at all. Have a nice time. We don't believe you on anybody.
Even
on the first group. Because we think that you're a bunch of phonies.
It has to be Rabbi Huda's child.
Isn't there an understanding that when you have a Zaka of truth, you say you're not a Zaka of truth?
But they lost.
Until why they lose?
Because that should be Huda's thing.
Why they lose?
Because you lose your Chazaka, because the second you're already coming, and the second group also, you're saying they were also with you.
No.
That's what Rabbi Huda says. That's what Rabbi Huda's halacha.
No, it's not halacha. What Rabbi Huda said, you can't. Read just what it says in the Mishnah. You're interpreting it as the Ritva.
No, not the Ritva. The Gemara, what's Rava's child? I'm a Rava. I'm
not the Mishnah.
Rava. I'm saying, Rava's, what's Rava's child in the Mishnah? We're doing this time saying that we're keeping this child.
It's even Rava
agrees too. They're
established as estatis by the second group.
That's the second group establishes them as they are a phone.
But you keep the first.
No, not according to the Mishnah.
They keep the first group.
But in the Gemara's Maskana. At the end of the Gemara, what's Rava's child? Rava said, if Eina Elakat, Adam Nerevis. If there's only one group here altogether, you kill the first group. If there's more than one group, the second there's two groups here, Eina Rogi, you don't kill anybody. That's shot in review then.
That's true.
That's Rabbi's shot in review.
That's Rabbi's shot in
review. That's the only shot. We have no other
shot. That's what I'm saying. You're Rabbi Huda's shot.
No,
exactly.
No, there's no Rabbi Huda. Rabbi's Amira explaining Rabbi the Tana.
But
no,
it doesn't make sense. You're only agreeing to it only because the Ritva came and said.
No, not
because
not
we don't have another shot.
No, not with the Ritva. Ritva just said the Gemara said I have it.
But it says.
The Gemara says Kasha.
Why can't you just write? The Gemara says Kasha.
So what
why
can't
you just say Kasha? Meaning there's no understanding.
That's not what that in the Gemara explained. Because that's the way the Gemara's work. Because take with that's their take on Kasha.
Even if you go with what you're saying,
that's not what Kasha means.
If you say it's Kasha, we don't know.
I can give you an entire Sephora that completely holds with Rabbi Yehuda, and you'll see by the end of the Gemara that it's completely right.
But the Gemara doesn't say that. That's not what Kasha means. That's what Kasha means. Kasha means that every weird shas, all the Rishonim always say, Kasha means that means you have a question. My pshat stands, even though it doesn't fit into the words.
Yeah, it also thought what you said,
that's
but
what
it doesn't
means.
Logically make sense. You can't say that Rabbi Yehuda holds that this group conspires, and at the same time he holds you should still kill
but
the first witnesses. That's not logical. That's why it's not a good pshat than what it looks like what's written in the Mishnah. You hear?
I mean, how are you going to answer the Gemara's question? You have to answer the Gemara's question. And they have to answer the Gemara's question. I mean, the Gemara had a question. How is it these guys are a bunch of phonies, but you believe them a little bit? That doesn't make any sense. So what's your answer? How in the world could be who they hold? It's not logical. It makes no sense for who they ever says such a thing. That was the Gemara's question. You're saying that these guys who are making everyone in the Zayman a bunch of phonies, but when it comes to the first group, then we believe them. If you're saying that in this case you're taking away their chetzkas kashrus, there's something. Usually, originally, everyone is kosher. If you're saying something seems funny in this case, and they lose their chetzkas kashrus, because very, very strange that they were with every single guy who came in right on Sunday at 10:30, so then, why should you believe in the first case? It doesn't make any sense. I mean, how are you going to answer that question? You have to answer that question.
Why do you believe in the first case?
Yeah, how can you believe in it?
By saying that the place of the Eastatis is not the same as Zomim. It's got a different name.
Fine, but it has to make sense your different thing. Rabbi Yehuda is true. Rabbi Yehuda is saying the case of Eastatis is different. But it has to make sense. His difference has to make sense. You can't tell your liars regarding group 3, 4 till 100, but regarding group 1, we believe you that you're truth. And that doesn't make the Gemara says that doesn't make sense. Once we prove that these guys are a bunch of phonies, so then they're phonies for group number 1 also. I mean, once we establish that these guys are liars, so you don't say your liar is only from group 2 till 100, 3 till 100. Once Beth has established the guy a liar, we don't believe you anymore. You lose your validity invested. That's how it works.
When we say it's not retroactive.
When I say, oh, but what? But usually we don't say it's retroactive. We're saying that it sounds like you are, these guys have an agenda to save the murderer's life. Once you're coming to save his neck from group 3 to 100, Bessin sees they have an agenda here to save Reuben's life.
I'm going to kill somebody.
Therefore, we see this agenda here. Therefore, we don't even believe them on group number 1. Because that's what Rehuda's whole shita. Isn't this means they're a bunch of phonies, they have an agenda here. So if you have an agenda to save Reuben's neck, so why should we leave you when you're trying to save his neck against group number 1? You're also trying to save his neck. It's all we see, your agenda here. We're not going to be stupid and say no. Your agenda only was from group 2 to 100, but on group 1, it's the same agenda. You're trying
nobody
to save
Ruben. Nobody has to have a mean of that being the pshat. Rabbi, nobody has to have a mean. That doesn't make sense.
So if you're saying that that's the case, then what's Rabbi Yehuda's Havmina to have the category of East to East with us? Why not just say there's only?
Why do you say who's talking to them?
The first group, second group, third group, all subsequent groups.
No, because the same group keeps on coming back and saying that everybody else is Zolomon.
Uh-huh.
Everyone else was with us.
They're testifying on the defendant.
True, that's what we assume. Once they come a few times already, it seems like they're trying to save
the defendant.
The box.
The conspiracy to save the guy in the box. That is conspiracy from the statistics.
Who's different? It's not Zolomon. So therefore, it is these
statistics. It is the
I can't interview this case.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not going to believe any of them.
So if you're not going to believe them, why not execute them?
No, because that was real. Even if we execute them, they're guys. You don't get executed because you try to kill somebody and invest in. You did eat the sheker. The guy lied and invested in. You don't get killed for that.
You get lashes.
According to what you don't. We had that gemara. If you do a law, it's a negative commandment without an action. It's just a speech. So if one opinion holds, you don't get malchus. Masechta is usually going with that opinion that you don't get. They won't even get lashes. Now, if the guy already got killed because of you, it's going to be a problem. Meaning, if two Aiden testified falsely investing, and therefore the other person got killed because of them, so then they have issue. Meaning, Bess is still not going to kill them because it's a grumma. They indirectly killed somebody.
We don't have any evidence against them. All we've got is
Well, we have like a thing against them. Fine. So stop over here. Tomorrow, Hashem, we're going to try very hard to do from the heat. Is this up till the Mishnah so we can finish tomorrow, Hashem?
Master question on